Track 7, more news. Residents urged to shape post office future in new consultation. The government has launched a major public consultation to shape the future of the post office. It marks the first comprehensive review of the network in more than 15 years. Devon County Council Cabinet Member for Rural Affairs, Councillor Cheryl Cottle-Hunkin, says the consultation represents a vital opportunity for Devon residents to influence what the post office network looks like in future. She's urging the public, businesses, community organisations, and of course postmasters to share their views before the government's deadline of Monday, October the 6th. The consultation looks at how post offices can offer better services for people who still need face-to-face help, as well as making sure every community has access to a local branch. It will also look at improving how the post office is run, especially after problems like the Horizon scandal. Councillor Cottle-Hunkin said, "Post offices are a key part of the fabric of Devon's communities. I'm disappointed that so many rural communities have lost access to a local post office, and clearly the services in many Devon towns are under threat. I have read the Green Paper with interest and will be ensuring the Council's formal response to its highlights the vital importance that the post office service holds for Devon's rural communities. Devon is leading the way in developing innovative responses to the rural challenges we face." My colleague, Councillor Stuart Rogers, local member for Ashburton and Buckfast-Lee, and local postmaster in Ashburton, has pioneered a mobile outreach post office for communities around the town.
Rent in Teignbridge rises 5% in past year. Rent in Teignbridge rose 5% over the past year, new figures show. While annual growth in rental prices across Great Britain has been slowing, campaign groups Generation Rent warned rents continue to rise faster than our wages and urged the government to act on rent increases. Provisional figures show the average private rent in Teignbridge reached £928 per month in the year to August. That's up 5% from a year prior. Valuation office agency Rent Officers collect prices from a variety of sources, including landlords and letting agents, with the aim to collect data on approximately 10% of the market. Across the South West, the average rent was £1,192, rising 5% from the year before. Ben Toomey, Generations Rent Chief Executive, said homes are the foundations of our lives, but rents continue to rise faster than our wages, swallowing more and more of our income. High rents push people into homelessness and trap them in temporary accommodation. They pull children into poverty and prevent people from saving for the future. We rightly have caps on our energy and water bills, but the same protections don't exist to stop landlords from pricing us out of our homes. The provisional figures also show the different costs for various homes in Teignbridge, from £632 for a one-bedroom property to £1,512 for a home with four or more bedrooms, and those figures are from August. A Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government spokesperson said the best way to reduce rents is to boost supply, and we will build 1.5 million homes to restore the dream of home ownership. We will give people security through our Renters' Rights Bill, empower tenants to challenge rent hikes, and have been clear we will not allow rent controls which make it harder to find an affordable home.
Devon begins pothole repair trial. The first repairs of a 7-week pothole repair trial in Devon have been carried out. Work has started on the pilot scheme, which will see Devon Highways filling all potholes, not just safety defects, in selected trial areas of the county for the rest of this month and throughout October. The trial will cover several areas across the county, including Chagford. The aim will be to establish the implications of taking a more proactive approach to fixing potholes before they do become safety defects. Councillor Dan Thomas, Cabinet Member for Highways, said, "I am pleased to see the start of this trial and I am optimistic it will make a positive difference." The Highways team has taken on board this idea and got things moving pretty swiftly. So we now just need to see what impact this change to working procedures might have. Under the trial, when highway safety inspectors investigate potholes reported by the public, they will be asked to record all other potholes within 500 metres in each direction or to the nearest highway junction. Repair teams will then fix those recorded potholes within their traffic management setup at the same time. Depending on the size of potholes, different teams may be needed where different types of repair are required. Councillor Sue Davies, County Councillor for Hatherley and Chagford, said, "I am delighted that parts of Hatherley and Chagford division have been chosen as one of only two locations in Devon to run the trial. It is a common sense approach to carry out work on the majority of potholes in a road and not just those classified as safety defects. The public are often dismayed when the workforce depart with their materials and equipment, leaving half of the potholes untouched. I really hope the trial is a success and that financial constraints don't hinder a rollout across the county."
Memory Cafe marks second anniversary. A very special train pulled out of Buck Farsley's station last Tuesday, carrying with it not just passengers, but 2 years of friendships and community spirit. The Buck Farsley Memory Cafe, in partnership with the South Devon Railway, celebrated its second anniversary with over 57 passengers on board, including a group from South Brent Caring, who joined us for the afternoon. Launched in 2022 by Conversation Works, the Memory Cafe provides a safe and welcoming space for people living with dementia or other memory difficulties, as well as their loved ones and carers, to enjoy a great afternoon out. 2 years on, it has gone from strength to strength. Last year, it was awarded a Star of Team Bridge Award for experimentation, and earlier this year, it gained the Devon Memory Cafe Consortium Quality Mark. Bob and Ray Musk are regulars. It's an adventure when you leave everything behind and spend a couple of hours in the company of some lovely people with the added benefit of a cup of coffee, biscuits and a steam train. It's a real tonic and a highlight of our month. Every month, a team of 12 volunteers ensures that everyone feels welcome on board. It's about creating an atmosphere where people can relax, enjoy themselves and feel supported. The train itself brings such joy and people come from across the area to join us each month. In 2 years, the cafe has travelled 238 miles, welcomed 713 people and seen an awful lot of biscuits consumed. None of this would have been possible without the generous backing of the Co-op Community Fund and McCarthy Stone, whose funding this year has helped keep the Memory Cafe steaming ahead.
Basics Devon receives £2,000 for rural care. A team of volunteer doctors has received a £2,000 grant towards providing vital life-saving care. The Basics charity team, which includes a GP from Chedley, was awarded the cash from the Hospital Saturday Fund towards its community project supporting pre-hospital emergency care across the rural parts of the county. The volunteer medics provide a 24/7 specialist emergency medical support alongside Southwestern Ambulance Service. Covering one of the most rural counties in the UK, the team delivers advanced pre-hospital interventions at the scene of medical and trauma emergencies, significantly improving a patient's outcome, relieving suffering and saving lives. This new funding will contribute towards essential equipment, training and volunteer support. It will provide equipment to manage critically ill patients at the roadside. The money will also be used for vehicle maintenance, fuel costs and volunteer training and education, empowering doctors and community members with life-saving skills. Chairman of Trustees Rob Horton said, "We are incredibly grateful to the Hospital Saturday Fund for recognising the importance of our work." In 2024, Basics Devon volunteers responded to 371 emergencies, including 55 cardiac arrests. In 40% of these cases, they were the first medical professional on the scene. With Devon's rural geography and ageing population, these additional resources will make a direct and measurable difference to patient care.